Mada Brabosai, lessons from the Lev special Pesach edition to get you ready for the Seder. Something short, to the point, not our normal 20-minute Bli Neder. We wanted to get something special out to the alumni to prepare us for the Seder. One question is, of course, what we should be focused on during the Seder itself. Many of us will find ourselves at a Seder for the good deal of time, whether it's the 18th time in our life or the 50th time in our life, and for those that do 2 days, maybe the 100th time in our life. The question is, what should I be thinking? It's a pretty simple question. And when we think about the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe leaves with the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, what we're commemorating this Erev Shabbos Kodesh Abba Alein Lotova, Shabbos and Pesach all together. So you would expect the speech to be something pretty amazing. The speech to be maybe similar to an Oz Yashir, a singing, a dancing, a L'chaim. And it is quite interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu starts off in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel, telling us, Vayomer Moshe Lam, Zochor Es Hayom Hazeh. You should remember this day. Oh, yeah. Here it comes. He took you out in this time. He took you out only for one reason, to get to the Eretz of Atchala Udavash. Yes, that's great. And here it is. Here's the message. And then, of course, what we remember every single day, by you, Ba'oitha Yadecha, Vizikaron Alainecha, that the Torah should be Beficha, Be'at Chazakot Tesham Ritzrayim. So the Shaila is a pretty interesting question. Why this line? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, amongst everything I want you to remember, don't forget the Nisim v'Neflos, God took us out in a strong hand. Don't forget the only reason you're out is for Eretz Yisrael, but don't forget the message of all messages. And it's V'Hagat L'Vincha. You better tell this over to future generations. Pesach and all of our Chagim, all of our holidays, have nothing to do with remembrances and commemorations. It's living for the now. V'Hagat L'Vincha is saying it's not enough that we remind ourselves of the Seder, and there are so many remembrances, but it's really to give over to the future generation. This the Rambam famously says, how a person has to react at the Seder itself. The Rambam's Lashon of seeing Ki'ilu hu be'atzmo yatzal b'Mitzrayim. So one could get confused by this Lashon and think that the whole concept of the Haggadah is to pretend like we're in Egypt, and it seems that that's certainly an important point of the Haggadah. There are people who actually dress up like Mitzrayim. Certainly we do everything so that Kana Bein Shoel, it'll ask many different questions. Kleas ve'agozim, we give out candies, we give out, hopefully not nuts anymore, toys or whatever it might be, so that the kids are engaged in trying to understand. But it's not only telling them about the past, it's telling them how to live in the future times. How to live as a Jew in our generation that unfortunately didn't see the same Nisim v'Neflos of the time. It's the Kabbalas Ol Malchut Shamayim of understanding that we are avodim to no paro anymore, but to only the Rabbonu Sholem. And of course that is why paro had no place in this. The Chozek Yad Hotziyasim Ritzayim, the first line that Moshe Rabbeinu says. Don't you think for a moment there's any Hakaras HaTov to a paro. Is to remind yourself of Ol Malchut Shamayim. And it is interesting, one could suggest, that beginning story we learn about the great Rabbanim the mice of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tafun, they were sitting in Bnei Brak. In itself, just a fascinating story. Shaila, maybe when that was, maybe it wasn't even Pesach, and they all came to visit the Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. But it's interesting because they told over the Sipur Yisiras Mitzrayim until the Laila, until their student said, Igiya Zman Shel Shachars. Says Rav Asher Weiss, what is this whole Maisa? Zman Shel Shachars is what? Kriyashma. Why did Dafka say Zman Shel Kriyashma Shel Shachars? What? It was 9:32 exactly. What was the point? Until the point where they, even the greatest of tzaddikim, understood how to be mekabel ol malchut shamayim in this generation. Homiletically, we can say that maybe it actually wasn't the time of Kriya Shema. Maybe it wasn't 9:32 in the morning. They said it until they recognized how to live ol malchut shamayim in this, how to live a life like the Jews who came out of Mitzrayim, to understand the idea of matzah, of what it represents, of ridding ourselves of all the Yetzirah. That is the big job that we have at the Seder, to give this over to our children. To be makabel echad, be makabel God's oneness in everything that we do. And maybe that's why, I believe it's Rabbi Ganak who shares this beautiful idea, if I'm not mistaken. There's many different mafortion. We ask the Shaila why there's no bracha on the Haggadah. So there's a new Haggadah that came out, I believe, this year. The Masifta put out this gorgeous, it's got to be at least 500-600 pages. And they have a whole lumdus there of the different shitos in the Rishonim and Achronim. What they hold, you could look it up and see how many different shitos you'll find on why there is no bracha on Sipur's here. It's Mitzrayim. One shita is that we say it on the bracha Sher Ge'alanu. Shubei Aleket, I believe, says that. And you have the Meiri, it's in the brachas of Kriyashma, and the Meir, all these different shitas. But if you take the line of reasoning that it is a Sher Ge'alanu, it is the last bracha we say before we have the Shulchan Aruch, one questions, of course, why is the bracha after? What about over Lasi Asan? We don't think we're going to do a good enough job? The simplest answer is, Sivir Tzen Smaim, we said, is all night. Right, certainly until Chatzos. That's actually an interesting ma'aseh of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's only until Chatzos, but he was at Rabbi Kiva's house in Bnei Brak, and that's why they were machmir to say it later, possibly. But maybe one could answer according to this idea of Rabbi Ganak, this beautiful idea. We know that all the brachos are done over the Asi Ason. A good quiz question, except for a few. Which ones? I'll tell you which one. Agar. Obviously, Agar can't make a bracha when he becomes Jewish before Over Lasi Asan, because he's not Jewish, he can't make a bracha. So what do? We are like Gerim. We accept upon ourselves this idea, this ultimate, amazing holiday. I can actually hear in the background, you probably can't pick it up, but I hear vacuum cleaners. People cleaning out their cars, cleaning out their houses, doing everything. Get out of the house, this, that. Everybody's cleaning for Pesach. I had this chus, I was in the old city today. Hardly any restaurants open. Everybody's cleaning to make a kosher Pesach. To get away the Yetzihara. To get away. Oh, that's the Kabbalist Ol Malchut Shamayim. This idea. First, I have to experience a Seder. Then I can make a bracha because now I've gone B'tfilah. B'tfilah of the Ger. After Magid, I am now Hashem's people. I understand Echad Ol Malchut Shamayim, and then now I can make a bracha because I'm clean. And that's why there's a bracha now. Now there's a bracha because Asher Ge'alanu understands what the true Geula is. I understand. And it's something that has to apply, and that's what's so important at the Seder. It's nice to give all the vorts and the gematrias and this, but it has to be relevant to each person that's there. And that's the most important part of the Seder. It's making it relevant so they can understand. You know, we're Dorish the Psukim in Parshas Kisava, which is of course very interesting, because from where all of a sudden we're Dorish the Psukim? From Arami Oved Avi, and then we end. V'yotzein Hashem mi Mitzrayim biyad chazka v'zronu tiyah oysa samoysim m'ma'or gadol m'osa samoysim. What about the Pesukim after? Hashem l'makom hazeh. What about that? V'yitein lanu Hashem eretz zavah chalav v'davah. So yinei avesi reishis p'yadu. What happened? So for Shabbos HaGol Drasha of our great Maridasa of Bagno, so he shared an idea. I forgot the name of who. He said because it's not relevant. You got to make it relevant. We understand what it is to be Aramino Vedavi. We understand quite well what it is to be under difficult rule. We know what a Holocaust was. We know what happened just a few days ago in France to a Holocaust survivor. We understand that. But he said that maybe in this generation, we know what it is. Hashem brought us after the great gullus of thousands of years, 70 years ago, to this wonderful land. Maybe again we should say these words, because now it's relevant to us. We could do a lot of the mitzvahs of Tluyas Baretz again. So understand that our Seder is about relevance. It's not about history of what happened, but how do I bring to what happened to myself, to Makabel Ol Malchut Shamayim, to see the glory of the Elas HaShachar, of darkness becomes to beauty. As we commemorate 25 years of the Yurtzeiter of Soloveitchik on Chol HaMoed, Soloveitchik spoke about how the times of Mashiach is the dawn, when it is the actual darkest outside, it's when it starts to get to be sunrise. That's the time a person really should daven, to recognize that Hashem is always with us in anything that we do. And finally, just as a final beautiful point that Rav Asher Weiss shared, a cute story of Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchov. One thing that we can never forget. Rav Levi Yitzchak thought it was more important, rather than have his Seder, to listen to other people's Seders. And he went to the home of Pashut people from his Kehila, and he hears the following statement. The son says, Tati, we're about to say Baruch HaMokom. Baruch Hu, we're about to learn about the Abra Banim. I remember once the Rebbe was Doirish, that you're supposed to be Marich Be'echad. That we know when we're Kabbal Ol Malchut Shamayim, when we say Shema Yisrael, Yishem Yishem, Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Supposed to have, be Marich Be'echad, the oneness of God. He says, let's do that now. So it says, Baruch HaMokom, Baruch Hu, and then it says, what does it say? It says, Echad Chacham. So they said, Echad Chacham. Echad Rasha. Echad Ham. Echad Shenadirush. And then only Rav Levi Yitzchak's way, he turns to the Ribbono Shalom and he says, Ribbono Shalom, look at your children. How can you ask of anything more than this line? That being marich the echad of Ol Malchut Shamayim on Achdus, I'm an Achacham, and a Rosh, and a Tam, anybody can come to our Seder. Everybody should come to the, everybody should be there. What a godless that everybody was at the Seder at least. That is the godless. Let us not forget, being Mekabel Ol Malchut Shamayim is understanding everyone and accepting everyone. We start our Seder by inviting people because that's how Beis HaMikdash L'shana Abal Ba'arad Yisrael, you really want Yerushalayim to be rebuilt? It's through taking care of the poor. Let us remember that the Seder is very much about the future. It's interesting that we sing Kaddish Urchatz. No other mitzvah do we have the chiyuv to sing. Everybody seems to kaddish. We get ourselves ready. The 15 simanim, the yud in the hay. Rav Meir Goldwicht says that this is min ha-meitza karasi yah, the shame of Hashem, yud in hay, is the combination of the future to the present. The past generation, this generation where I'm living in the now, to give it over v'yagata levincha. That's what we're trying to do at the Seder. But it's through relevance of saying, no, it's not what happened. We're not talking about the story that happened. It's very important for us to understand that. I apologize. I know I said it would be short. It's not short. It's going to be the same lessons from the lathe. Those that remember the lessons from the lathe from the beginning when I promised it would be 18 minutes. And that will be 18 minutes because I just remembered one other idea. And it's worth it, Mamish, to listen to this last idea. The Peel Commission, before 1948, before 70 years ago, when they were talking about the chalukah of the Aretz, what zechus do we have? And at the time they asked a not so famous Ben Gurion, where's your deed to the land? What do you have? What's the kushta to the land. He says, the deed? I'll show you the deed. And he opened up and took out what he had had of Tanakh. Say whatever you want about the Gurin. He said, this is my deed. It's the Tanakh. It mentions Eretz Yisrael hundreds and hundreds of times. Yerushalayim hundreds and hundreds of times. This is my deed to my land. And he stopped and he said, wait, I want to say one other thing. You ask any American, what was the date that the Mayflower landed? Where did it land? What did they eat on that day? And what was the date? Maybe if you just took a social studies test, maybe you know it. Most people don't know it. Almost every Jew, come to Eretz Yisrael, every Jew knows the answer. When? Yeah, everybody knows. It was in Nisan, because it was Chodesh Aviv. They know exactly when it was. Yadal Nisan, by Nacht. They know exactly what was eaten. We know every single thing about the matzah. Because we want that abdus of Hashem, of Mekaba Omach Shemayim, to last in our life as well. And B'zoichad, against expand this idea in the Seder and make it relevant to all those that are sitting there. And with that, we'll B'zoichad to Gu'ul Shlema, the Heir of Yameinu, Chag Kosher V'Sameach.